This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A student pulls a gun from his backpack, opens fire at a Southern California high school on Thursday, killing two students and wounding three others before shooting himself in the head on his 16th birthday. My, oh my, what is going on in this country? Kate Delaney, and this is unfortunately where we begin our road down this hour of the show. We go to Southern California and Premier Radio Network's executive, Annie Zidarovich, my pal, who I was talking to earlier in the day, and she had somebody or has somebody who works for her that was affected by the shooting. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Boy, terrible,
kinda
huh?
Here. Yeah, kind of crazy here. One of my engineers, his son, 14 years old, sophomore, was at that high school, goes to that high school. He was not only in the lockdown where Matt had to go and, get him, wait for him to be able to leave, but then he got to his home and saw all these SWAT teams and everything coming down his street. Kate, the shooter lives three doors down.
Wow. Unbelievable.
They know the shooter. They don't know him well, but they know him enough to say hi to him and his mother and his older sister, who's out of high school, going to a junior college. But the family's just in a state of shock. It's one thing to have your child at a school that has the shootings, because as we discussed earlier today, it's just commonplace now. It's horrific to say that, but it's commonplace. But you feel for the people when you realize they know the person. What if this kid had snapped when he was talking to my employee's son in the driveway? What if he had snapped if their dog barked too loud? Because you just don't know these things. And to top it off, where they live in Santa Clarita, when we talked, I think I was on with you just a couple weeks ago, they were the first big fire a couple of weeks ago, the tick fire that went through Santa Clarita. They had to evacuate their home for one day. So in the course of less than a month, they evacuated their home due to wildfires. Their son's school was involved in a mass shooting, and the shooter lived down the block. I think I'd leave. I don't know about you, but I think I'd go find a log cabin in Montana and maybe join Phil Jackson in the wilds of Montana. I don't know what it's just there's no words. I mean, obviously, I spoke briefly to him tonight, and I said, you take all the time you need. You be with your family, man. I mean, this is a 14-year-old boy. And to think that he knew the shooter and no one knows why. You know, they always say the typical profile of a mass shooter like this at a school is a kid that isn't liked, a kid that's bullied, a kid that has no friends. That was not this kid. He was a Boy Scout. He ran track on the team last year. He was involved in several functions at the school. He even had a girlfriend. So that doesn't fit your profile. This doesn't fit the profile of the loner who just, the Columbine kids who just sat in their basement and did the X-rated video games of violence and stuff. So it may come to be that that's it. But the other eerie thing is the kid did it, and today was his 16th birthday. So there had to be some significance of that. But, we've known each other an awful long time, probably close to 25 years. And I'll tell you, I've lived in L.A. most of my adult life, but it's like it's getting to be that it's either fires or floods or shootings. And understand, these are upper middle class areas. These are not lower income areas, anything. Matt Street has a pool in every house. I mean, these are, you know, and again, it all started with Columbine. People forget the kids from Columbine came from Aurora, which I believe is one of the wealthiest suburbs of Denver, and they drove Beamers to work.
Wow.
So what were they deprived of?
Right.
Explain that one to me.
I understand your analogy of what we normally believe in our mind, somebody deprived, out of their head, all that kind of thing, and this is not the portrait of that at all in this case. And he was obviously pretty shaken up when he talked to you, but probably the first time he talked to you, too, as well.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I knew nothing about it. I was driving into work. I had my Sirius XM on. I was, you know, going between, you know, Michael Bublé and Sinatra, and I'm just... I get a text and I was just shocked. And then it was only later in the day, like I said, once the drama of the school, the actual shooting that happened early, 7:45 or so LA time. And this was about 8:20 that I first heard from him. And that it was compounded with the fact that the shooter was on their street. Cause he said, I don't know what's going on here, but I have, you know, because at first they thought the shooter was out and about, like in the area. They didn't realize at first that they thought it originally the shooter was a victim until they realized they tested the ballistics and the gun had his DNA and it was a bullet from his gun that was in his brain. And this poor kid, obviously he's mentally ill. You have sympathy. He's mentally ill. But how much sympathy? I mean, he tried to commit suicide. He probably, I know this sounds horrible, but he probably should have succeeded because as of right now, they're saying he's grave, which means he's near death because he put a bullet in his head. So he's either going to be dead very shortly or he's going to be a vegetable. And he's 15 years old. I mean, today he was 16. So, you know, and sometimes they never find out. But they did say here, there was a report here late tonight, that on his social media platform of Instagram, that he posted yesterday, hey, Saugus, have a great day tomorrow. So, this was premeditated.
Yeah, that something
this was
up.
Definitely premeditated.
Yeah, Saugus High School.
You just, there has to be something that has to be done. What? You know, his dad was deceased, but taught him hunting and guns. His dad had a love of guns. So this kid knew how to shoot.
Wow.
And the father, they reported, even made his own bullets. These people's fascination with guns, I'll never understand it. I have a fascination with golf clubs and tennis rackets. I don't get the other. I just don't get it, you know?
Yeah, I don't get it, and this situation is terrible. Annie, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bigelow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, you heard what Annie had to say. Two victims, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old boy, so a 16-year-old girl. They died at the hospital. Three others wounded, taken by an ambulance from the place where they were going to school. And you heard Annie mention that the 16-year-old suspected gunman is in critical condition, and he used the last bullet from a .45 caliber pistol on himself. Wow. One at a time, he apparently had problems with the gun before firing when he was pulling the trigger. Just absolutely heartbreaking to see this, that's for sure. All right, we're talking about Washington next and Nancy Pelosi's new charge. Hang with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your responses to various things we've talked about this week and last week and some other things in between. You can always hit me up at the mailbag, just like a plethora of others have done, by going to katedelaneyradio.com, clicking on contact, and you're in like that. Jim says, Kate, unbelievable what's happened at that Los Angeles high school. The shooting is the seventh that actually happened on school grounds since the start of the year. The first fatal shooting on a campus since students arrived back at school. Yeah, how sick and sad is that? I saw a story in the Washington Post today that more than 233,000 students have experienced gun violence at school since Columbine. And to say and imagine being a parent, I can't even imagine being in those shoes where you get a call, a text. There's a woman, I was watching her response. She got a text from her daughter saying, Mom, if I never see you again, I just want you to know I love you. And she frantically ran to the school. And parents have very little information. It's that same scene you see played out where areas are roped off with the yellow tape, the crime tape, and then you start to get more details. But parents of that 14 and 16-year-old did not get that hug, did not get that good news. They got dead children. So in the end, this is where we are again, on the doorstep of more horrific school violence. There was another kid that I was listening to who said, I grabbed a whole bunch of kids I was with because we heard the popping sound and we just ran and I knew what to do, while another boy said that he had been taught since he was in kindergarten how to respond because they had active shooter drills, and in the classroom they piled up everything against the door to barricade it so that nobody could get into the classroom. And I mean, this is where we live in the United States of America. Sad stuff. So as you heard there, I was talking to my friend. She called me today, and I knew what had happened. We started to talk about it, and then she had gotten those calls from her employee who was frantic because, of course, his son was in the school, and then, lo and behold, the kid, the shooter, lived just a couple of doors down, as you heard her mention. So two dead, four injured at the Los Angeles High School in Santa Clarita that we're talking about just right there. Again, the rippling effects of what happens when something like that happens on the kid's 16th birthday. His father was gone. He had died 2 years earlier. He had had a heart attack and wow, died. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Joey. And Joey says, Kate, boy, it is crazy to watch some of this impeachment stuff. I know that there is those boring moments, but in between, it is like watching the soap opera of the nation for the ultimate moment in time play out right before us. And I heard what Nancy Pelosi had to say about bribery. Wow, so they are going for the jugular. Yeah, when you say they, I'm assuming that what you mean is the Democrats. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi is saying bribery. She said today at a news conference that it was worse than what happened with Richard Nixon. And that if you look at the Constitution, that's exactly what you're talking about with withholding the military aid to the Ukraine. So this is, again, what everything centers around, and she says the actions are, you know, they amount to bribery, and therefore, you know, this is what, how serious this is, and this was just, you know, a day after the first impeachment inquiry hearing, and then what the president has admitted to, she says it. I say it's perfectly wrong. It's bribery. So at the heart of this is whether Donald Trump, our president, abused his power, she's saying, by withholding $391 million in U.S. security aid to the Ukraine to leverage and pressure Kiev to conduct two investigations that would benefit him politically. By the way, the money, and this is the key part of this, is somebody else, Jake, sent me a note. Well, what's the big deal with the money? It was approved by Congress to go to the Ukraine to help a U.S. ally combat a Russia-backed separatist, you know, separatists in the eastern part of the country, and, you know, was approved, was later provided to the Ukraine, but was approved by Congress. The president's denying any wrongdoing, and so Marie Yanovich is due to testify on Friday in the second public hearing in the inquiry. So then we're back into those questioning moments again. White House budget official Mark Sandy is his name. He's going to testify in a closed session on Saturday as scheduled if he's subpoenaed. And so we're in the middle of this re-election, less than a year from a re-election for this president, or an election year where a Democrat wins. So if the House approves articles of impeachment, formal charges against Trump, the Senate would then hold a trial on whether to convict him and remove him from office. Republicans control the Senate. They have shown little support for the president's removal. So that's the other side of this, and I've talked about that many, 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 many times as I set up how does this inquiry play out and what does it mean. What does it mean? All right, here's one from Kim, who says, Kate, wow, I'm curious to see what this woman is going to say, who is the former ambassador to the Ukraine, and whether she can shed some firsthand knowledge on more of the details as to what the president has done. The thing that I think is disturbing, and you've talked about this, is you're skipping over people, and it is like a telephone game. Certainly those things could have been said. I don't know, but why is it hearsay? I think at the heart of this is what exactly was said, and so that transcript, the specific transcript of that call, and some of the details on that I think are so vital to what's going on in this process. And you have much of the same. You said it as well. The Republicans are on one side of this and the Democrats are on the other, and this is nothing new to this country. Yep, it is nothing new. Absolutely not. So it continues, and it will continue through next week, and we'll continue to have conversations on what was said during the day, and does any of this wash, and will it hold up? And it still goes also back to the Senate. If it moves forward, which there's a great chance of that because of Democrats fully in charge in the House, it still can be stopped by the Senate, and the Senate certainly... It doesn't seem as though the Senate, especially the Republicans who would have the majority, are being even anywhere near the point where they say, yes, absolutely. You know, it's more, this is ridiculous, this is hearsay, this is yada yada, but nothing saying, yeah, we're going to examine this, none of that. But, of course, we're nowhere near that point anyway at this point of these proceedings. And I'll tell you what, this president will not go down quietly. There's no way. The president is denying the wrongdoing, and that's not going to happen. It's not going to be some kind of a walkover, I don't think. And certainly, like I mentioned, you still have that word impeachment and where that falls. All right, this one is from Chris. Chris is listening to us in the great state of Arizona. I love it when people say, I'm listening to you in Tucson, because we've been on Tucson a handful of months and people are finding it, so bravo, that's pretty cool. And Chris says, Kate, what was the deal with what happened to Kavanaugh? I saw a little blurb about it and something about that people were protesting his speaking engagement, and there were even people dressed in the garb of Handmaid's Tale costumes and chanting. Well, yeah, you pretty much nailed it. He was doing a keynote speech, and this was in D.C., and he did have protesters who were dressed, like you mentioned, in that costume, and they were chanting support for Dr. Ford, who's the woman who, in the proceedings with Kavanaugh, talked about what happened when they were in high school. So this is the first major public speech since he took the bench. And it was part of a conservative law organization, the Federal Society's annual convention. The event was dedicated to the late conservative Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. So Brett Kavanaugh came to speak and, of course, got a hero's welcome from the Conservative Federal Society, but not the people outside, not the people who were blocking the entrance, who were screaming, I believe Dr. Ford, I believe Anita Hill. Kavanaugh's a liar, Kavanaugh's unfit. And there was a large screen that played Ford's public testimony describing the alleged assault during the confirmation proceedings before Congress last year. So they were definitely in mass to disrupt his speech. Mr. Kate Delaney next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. At least 8 more witnesses are now scheduled to testify before the House impeachment inquiry. Ambassador Gordon Sondland is one of them, appearing before the House Intelligence Committee. Sondland amended his previous testimony when new information came out, and last week, witnesses testified he talked with President Trump by phone in a public restaurant with others listening in. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacted on CBS's Face the Nation.
His addendum to his testimony, never forget, he said, "I presume this happened." So again, this is, he'll be in front of us this week as well, as will Mr. Morrison, as will Mr. Vindman, as will Ms. Williams. And we're going to have a host of witnesses. So again, we'll see how his testimony plays out. What I also know is he said there was never any quid pro quo in the text message responding to others on that text chain.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We're in the studios, and Mr. Kate Delaney is here. And just for you, a special treat, because he's pretty exhausted. I think he was inhaling the fumes from the fire that we had earlier in the evening. He's wrapped up in a blanket. So, are we going to survive this? Is there some kind of back ash that's flying around our house?
I'm asleep. What do you want?
Now, I'm saying that that fire, it's like, was the flume open?
Of course it was.
All right, well, that's good news anyway, because it just seems, wow, it's like overpowering. If they had a warning for our house right now, it would say, best advised not to go out in this type of weather, like they do in Los Angeles or Houston, Texas, you know, because of this pollution. There's some pollution in our house. I think that's what's making you a little groggy. All right, earlier in the day, we had a chance to get a sneak peek at a movie called Ford versus Ferrari. We're going to let everyone hear it in just a second, but on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, Paul, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 9.
I'd give it a 9 at least, too. I thought Matt Damon was brilliant in it. I like Christian Bale in it. I thought it kept my attention. Of course, I like cars. You like cars. But the whole historical aspect of the movie, I thought was well done. What do you think?
I concur.
I concur as well. All right, so America, you know, coming up, I'm going to do my cheap movie review, but here's an early one. This is the new movie, Ford versus Ferrari, that comes out this weekend.
Look out there. Out there. is the perfect lamb. You see it?
I think so.
Most people can't.
Carroll Shelby.
Maybe?
The iCoke, Ford Motor. Suppose Henry Ford II wanted to build the greatest race car the world's ever seen to win the 24 hours of Le Mans. What's it take?
Well, it takes something money can't buy.
Money can buy speed.
What about speed? You need a pure racer behind the wheel of your car. That's Ken Miles.
I don't trust him an inch.
We heard he's difficult.
No, no, Ken's a puppy dog.
No.
Whatever it is, Shell, no.
Trust me.
You're going to build a car to beat Ferrari
with a Ford.
Correct.
And how long did you tell them that you needed? 200-300 years?
90 days.
This isn't the first time Ford Motors has gone to war. We know how to do more than push paper. Go ahead, Carol. Go to war.
Thank you, sir.
Do you think you can beat Ferrari?
Fucking try.
We're lighter, we're faster. That don't work, we're nastier.
We're gonna make history.
You ready?
I was born ready, Mr. Shelby. Hit it.
That might be my favorite scene from the movie because, of course, you're just hearing the trailer. But I will spoil this one thing a little bit. The Deuce, who is Ford II running Ford Motors, is in the car with Ken Hill, and he... Carroll Shelby, rather, who was, of course, a fabulous racer and won the Le Mans, and he didn't know what it was like to go that fast in a car, and especially in one of his cars, and he got a little emotional at the end of it. That was one of my favorite scenes. What do you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, so we both say yay to that. What do you say? So we both obviously give it nines. Go and see it. If you want to go see a flick, go see it. And then if you're not into going to the movies, guess what? When it comes out and it streams, it's worth the, I don't know, $8-$9, whatever they charge you for that. How about this story about this Texas family that they were told to remove their Christmas decorations because it was too soon? A homeowners association in San Antonio said, no, we don't like it. This couple put out a handful of decorations November 1st, and then they got a letter from the HOA, and we even know the association, Diamond Association Management Consulting. They demanded they take down the decorations until it's closer to the holidays. The couple, I guess, weren't there. They didn't see the letter to this until this week, but they were shocked when they got it. Fair or foul that the homeowner says, get your crappy decorations out of here.
I'd leave them up all year.
Well, that's you. We'd be kicked out because of your personality. You wouldn't survive a home there, I don't think. But that's what I think. I think that it ignites something in somebody to make them even more furious. And unless it's specifically spelled out in the homeowners association guide or whatever, but when you have a homeowners association, especially depending on the kind it is, like we have a voluntary one, they can... And we know they can be picky. Can you imagine what it was like in the San Antonio enclave? But how mortifying, demanding you take your handful of decorations down. I wouldn't take them. I don't know if I'd take them down. I'd put up a menorah, too. If I had a manger up, put up a menorah. I don't know.
Cool. I like your idea.
All right. So here's the thing, America, right? Yes, I think if somebody left their giant inflatables up all year, that would maybe be a little annoying to me. But it's November. It is, for me, I taste too early for that because I think we're like this Christmas culture now, and it's more about the commercialization of Christmas, so that's my thing. But to each his own, and if one of my neighbors decided to do that a little bit early, I'm okay with it. Just I don't want to see them in June or May or whatever.
If they have stores that sell Christmas decorations in July, you should be able to have Christmas all year long.
Whatever. Yeah, no. If that's a little bit much. So I don't agree with you there. But I can't imagine getting that notice and then thinking that I was not going to be upset by that. All right, one thing I have to say, although I grew up in this kind of weather, but this Arctic blast and this cold that people have been dealing with and these records that are being shattered, which, of course, makes the weather person even that much more important to people in the areas that are getting slammed by it. I mean, when you live in the Northeast, when you live in the Midwest, when you live in parts of the South, this is the new norm, right?
Right.
I mean, look, we had a fire, and I think we still have the remnants of it in the house. So this is what you do. You bundle up, and you do whatever you have to do. I mean, it gives you something to talk about, I suppose. I think weather-wise, the thing that's scary to see, for any of you who had a chance to get a cheap trip and go over to Venice, you know, the gondolas, the city of water, the water is crushing that city now. They're saying St. Mark's Basilica has sustained serious damage like the entire city and its islands, and that, you know, this isn't good because all of this history is getting washed away. And this is a popular tourist destination, especially for Americans, but they got another high tide. You got people walking around in boots. They got planks up, and you have other businesses that are digging out of this flood. They say it's the worst flooding in Venice since 1966. You've never been to Venice, right?
Never.
And I would love to go. How about you?
Once it dries out.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to go, we better make plans for it. You better start selling some advertising on the show.
Better wait for a drought in Venice.
A drought. They wish they would have a drought. It's terrible. I mean, it's such a beautiful looking city, and I know my mother had a chance to go there and see the canals, and she couldn't talk enough about that and Florence and Rome and all of it. But for the people that live there, they're just the sirens, the lack of electricity, the windows, they say, are just banged with strong wind, which, of course, we've experienced that, but not the flooding the way that they're talking about in this crazy, crazy historic area where people, didn't you tell me there were people that were swimming, right? They were swimming down the street or something. You saw some video of that.
That is correct.
Like that is correct. What? All right, I don't know if you have this. This is going to be our last little discussion here on Mr. Kate Delaney. But couples often have this deal where they can't decide where they're going to eat. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? What do you feel like? What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? But we went, and this isn't an advertisement for them, but we went back to a place we hadn't been to in a long time because we wanted to get something relatively healthy, and relatively is the operative word. We went to Panera. And you had something that had nothing but greens in it. What was it called? What was the bowl of vegetables or something?
I believe it was a quinoa Baja bowl.
Quinoa is the new rage. Do you like quinoa?
It's okay.
You know, it's super healthy for you. That's probably why you're exhausted. All that health food, instead of all those tacos you eat every day, has probably messed up your system.
You're probably right.
I think at, it's not Taco Bell where you go to. Where do you go?
Anywhere that sells tacos.
I think there's a couple of franchises that were probably sad that they didn't see you during the day because they're used to selling at least a couple meals to you that involve tacos. That should have been your first name. Taco J. All right, say goodbye to the country.
Goodbye, country.
Coming up next, we're going to go, maybe to the movies. Stay with us.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Well, growing up in the Northeast, I certainly know what this is like. What happens when, you know, you hit the winter and we're seeing snow all over the place? You start to think about the importance of your tires. So it's so timely that we have Kirk Langley on. He's a regional VP with Discount Tire covering that Minnesota area. And I'll tell you, he's certainly, I'm sure, seen a lot in Minnesota, South Dakota, and those areas. But for everybody listening there and across the country, when you're hitting the road this winter, what about that tread? Let's talk about tread safety. So, Kirk, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us this morning, Kate. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about this. Why is it important to replace your all-season tires with winter tires?
Today's technology, a winter tire is built in a very specific way with a soft rubber compound. It stays very pliable and grips the road in temperatures of 45 degrees or less. You know, a lot of people think about winter tires being snow tires, but that's changed. A winter tires, you know, again, it's built to, you know, temperatures of 45 degrees or less, where, you know, all weather tire, or performance tire, you know, that comes on today's, you know, newer vehicles. Those tires are what happens with those tires when it gets 45 degrees or less. They harden, and, you know, I use a hockey analogy a lot when I was still in a store. It becomes a hockey puck on ice and snow or colder, you know, colder roads, where a winter tire still stays pliable and grips the road because of the rubber compound that's built into that winter tire. So any colder state, Kate, we would definitely recommend winter tires, you know, putting those on sometime in September, you know, September, October, to try to beat the rush that happens when it does snow. And then also take those off around April 1st and then run your other tires, you know, April 1st until you put them back on in September, October.
Right, one of the things I'm sure in what you just described, people that are hearing us are thinking, and I know that I'm one of these people, I didn't understand and learned a lot about this, thanks actually to Discount Tire in my area, but some tips for keeping your tires in the right shape. I mean, knowing the quality of the tire and how do you check the tread and all of that. Give us some tips.
Yeah, so on our website at discounttire.com, there are a lot of, you know, those winter tire safety tips, and then also just, you know, general safety tips for your tires. And some of the, you know, most basic, you know, rotating your tires is vital to the longevity and life of the tire. We recommend rotating your tires every 5,000 to 6,000 miles. That is a free service at Discount Tire, anyone nationwide. We have almost 700 stores to take care of you. Also, air pressure is very vital for performance and longevity of your tires. And if you're in a state where it's, you know, it's the temperature varies quite a bit. You know, I'm originally from Colorado, so one day it could be 70 degrees and, you know, seeing it be 20 the next day with the blizzard. So that 50 degree variance will, you know, decrease your air pressure in your tire by about 5 pounds, because every 10 degrees will drop your air pressure about a pound per tire. So you get that tire pressure monitoring system light on in your car, asking you to lift your tires. So air pressure is vital as well. And then, you know, if you're in a place, you know, if you're at home and you want to check your tread, you know, something very simple is to, you know, just use a penny and turn it upside down. And if you can see Lincoln's head in one of those tread grooves, chances are you probably need some tires.
Yeah, do you think that people don't think about this kind of stuff until, you know, then we panic? I know there's people that are smart, and I'm glad that you're on and we're talking about this, but like that penny trick, I think it's because that a lot of us, Kirk, just don't realize, oh, yeah, we got to be smart about this, because a lot of times this leads to accidents when you don't have the right tires, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, as humans, we procrastinate a lot of times. And what I, you know, I've been in this business for 26 years and in a winter tire area in Colorado, and now Minnesota. Yeah, we procrastinate and we wait until it snows to see that we need tires. And, that, you know, we offer a free service. We, you know, we like people to come in for free tire inspection and air checks at least once a month, because your tires, you know, depending on the type of tire you have, they can wear out, you know, fairly fast if it's a, you know, lower quality tire, or if the tire's, you know, under pressure, it doesn't have enough pressure in it, it'll wear out faster. So, again, that's why we think that, you know, tire maintenance is vital for longevity and safety when it comes to your tires. It's something you need to look at. You know, tires, to me, are the, you know, they're very important. They're your shoes for your car, and, you know, you wouldn't walk outside on a cold, wintry day or a blustery hot summer day with holes in your shoes or barefooted in the summertime. So,
yeah, we're speaking with Kirk Langley, Discount Tire. And Kirk, in saying that, I love that analogy about shoes. The shoes have gotten better, haven't they? The quality of tires.
Yeah, technology today is great, and again, you know, whether it's a, you know, an all-weather tire or winter tire, the technology is better than ever before. Just like a lot of things in the world now today, and you know, tire safety. You know, again, I believe that other than brakes, tires are the most important thing on your vehicle, because they stop you in bad situations. So, you know, whether it's ice and snow or a hot summer day, and you have a blowout at, you know, 75, 80 miles an hour on the highway, if you have four good tires in your car, it's going to be easier to stop that vehicle rather than if you were to have four tires that are, you know, not as good. It's going to be harder to stop that vehicle. Make it, you know, tire safety is huge.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tire safety is huge. Kirk, where can we go for more information?
Again, our website's very good. It has a lot of information. DiscountTire.com. Again, we are the largest independent tire dealer in the United States. We're nearing 1,100 stores nationwide, and whatever states we are not in, we do have the option to order tires online. And there's a great tool on the website called Treadwell, where you, as a consumer, you can pick out tires the same way that our, you know, our trusted experts in the store will help you with tires. So.
Thank you. That's a good tip, definitely, to go there first, for sure. Kurt Langley, thank you so much, Regional VP with Discount Tire. Stay safe, everybody, and thanks for coming on the show.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the tires in the winter, and I know some of you just got smashed with snow. You get it, especially if you weren't expecting it, that, oh, geez, I thought we were going to have at least a couple more weeks before this. And growing up outside of Philly, I remember always constantly having to make that switch. And it's interesting talking about the whole idea, not the idea, the idea that you have to have winter tires, and you have to check that tread. I'm so careful about the tread anyway, because when I first started to drive, of course, I never even thought about it, right? And I took a couple long trips in, when I lived in El Paso, and the tread, I was somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and of course one of the tires blew out. Luckily, somebody trustworthy helped me, got me to a small town, they put you know, a new tire on the car, and I was off. But I was worried. I was scared, actually. I was, because, boy, you're talking about a kid. I think I was just fairly removed from school, and I didn't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I wasn't paying attention to the tread on the car. So I think the idea there, too, like he says, checking it by sticking that penny upside down in the tread groove, and if you see, you know, Lincoln's head, as soon as he reminded me of that, I thought, oh, I got to go out and just check anyway, and I think my tires are fine. But the idea of rotating your tires every 6,000 miles, all of that, and I think that he's right. You procrastinate, you don't think about it, and I love the idea. I thought it was interesting when he said this, that it's like shoes, right? Shoes for your car. You just don't go out without your shoes on in the middle of winter, so kind of the same thing. So some great tips from Kirk on the whole idea of what do you do with the tire thing, and since I've had that happen to me, that one story I told you, again, I was totally psyched. I had gotten a bigger job, and I was rolling out of El Paso and had just no idea, was totally clueless about that. And another time, I was coming back from New York going to New Jersey, and we had this wintry conditions that some of these places are seeing in the Midwest and other parts of the country. And I was at a stoplight, and I was fine, but somebody else had practically bald tires, and they slammed into the back of me, and that car went spinning everywhere. Luckily, no one hurt. Cars completely totaled. And it's because the other guy, and that's what we thought anyway, because the tires, it was icy, and the tires were really bald. So he wasn't looking at that whole Lincoln thing there and checking out the tread. Just a good reminder to do that. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.